McDonald's Funky Grill Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Grill Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Coles is your weekly look inside Vinton County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the world wide web.
From a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Coles, here's your host, Carl Knox.
And welcome once again to another episode of the Viking Roundball Podcast, episode number 81. As we're recording this wonderful, enjoyable broadcasting, podcasting experience on Monday, December the 11th. Alongside the head varsity coach of the Vinton County Vikings, Matt Coles, I'm Carl Knox. The podcast presented by McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports, they go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dare I ask, and I am grateful we are broadcasting from a padded room. How you doing, coach?
All right, how's it going?
I've been better, and I think you have too.
Yeah, it's been a rough few days for the basketball Vikings, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll hopefully get better and get out of this rut we're in.
Yeah, I've had numerous texts in the last 24 hours. If I had talked to you, how you were doing.
Yeah.
If you're on suicide watch, I'm not making this up. I'm not.
No, I'm, it's not that big a deal, but, you know, I've learned over the last year for sure that you got to put it in perspective, but no, it's been a rough stretch for us. I know the kids are down in the dumps. It sucks. No one's happy, but you know, hopefully, you know, we get a chance to play tomorrow night. So hopefully, we come back and find a way to win.
Yeah, we'll kind of run down these two past games over the past weekend. On December the 8th, took a road trip to Nelsonville, got beat 84-81 in overtime, and then Saturday night, opened up your home opener against the visiting Logan Chieftains, Chris Ryder, in his, what is it, second year for Chris?
I think so, yeah.
And just got thumped 76-40, so the Vikings off to an 0-3 start. I did make the comment, I don't think that, obviously you're not happy. I think as you matured, as you've had some things happen in your life, that you're not quite as cranky or dwell on these things as much as you did, say, 10, 12 years ago. But still, you being a pretty competitive guy, these things gotta sting a little bit. So with that, let's talk about these things, because I know one thing you've always said is you don't make excuses.
Right.
I mean, whether we're playing golf or you're coaching basketball, when you lose, you lose, and you're.
Yeah.
So with that being said, just give me your thoughts on the Nelsonville game. Obviously, you guys got off to not a good start, and give Nelsonville credit. Coach Jamie Justice, in his first year up there, he seems to be doing a heck of a job, and they are a different kind of team, and just that game, bad start. Just give me your thoughts on the whole game.
Well, we're not doing a good job defensively early in games. We're giving teams easy shots, and when you give teams easy shots, you know, at the varsity level, there's a chance they're going to go in, and once they do go in, the basket starts looking pretty big. Their confidence level goes up, and I thought that's pretty much what happened against Nelsonville. We just defensively just didn't get any stops early. I think we gave up 16 points in about 4 minutes, three and a half minutes. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, you know, after that point, I thought we started to dig in and battle a little bit. You know, by halftime, I think it was 37-30. So you figure, you know, we've given up 20 points from in the last quarter and a half,
right?
So it was a little bit better, and we had gotten ourselves back into it, and then really, you know, had the game won, quite frankly. Had a 4-point lead late, and again, it was a story of the night. You know, they just out hustled us to every rebound, every loose ball. They were just tougher than we were. Every time the ball came off the rim, it seemed like they found a way to go get it, and we didn't. And that was sort of the difference in the whole thing. I mean, it looks like a defensive issue, which partly it is, but it's really a loose ball rebounding issue, because they scored a lot of their points off rebound, offensive boards. You know, I think one of their kids had 20-some rebounds in the game or something ridiculous. It was frustrating. And, you know, we blew it at the end with some mismanagement of some things. And But really, we put ourselves in that situation by just getting outworked all night long.
Yeah, they were very Nelsonville, really, I don't want to say aggressive. They just quick and just seemed like they wanted it, especially around the rack. They really did that. And speaking of that, as far as team statistics for Vinton County, you guys were 29 of 62 for 47% from the field, 9 of 25 from long range for 36%. Nelsonville shoots 41% from the field, 15 of 14 for 36% from beyond the arc, and free throws, you guys make it to the line 26 times, go 14 of 26 for 54%. Nelsonville goes 25 of 29 and shoots an impressive team 86% from the charity stripe. Vinton County with 29 rebounds, led by Eli Griffith with 8. Here's a telling stat. Nelsonville with 47 rebounds. The Boyer kid had 23 of those.
Right.
Assist, Vinton County had 10. Jake Speakman led the Vikes with assist with 5. And Nelsonville had 7. As far as blocks, Vinton County was 7. Nelsonville with 5. Turnovers, Vinton County only had 11 turnovers to Nelsonville's 14. And then as far as individual scoring, obviously Jake Speakman with a huge night as he kind of carries you guys and scores a career high 42 points. Nice outing by Sean McCarty. He has 15 points. Noah Waddell had 7. Eli Griffith with 10. Bryce Damron with 2. Cameron Hammond with 5. And that's your total scoring for Nelsonville. The Boyer kid had 33 and really gave them a spark in the second half there. Justin Perry had 19 for the Buckeyes, and a very impressive win for Nelsonville as they jump out and you guys take an 0-2 lead. And then Saturday night, December the 9th, Chris Ryder and the Logan Chieftains come to Vinton County for a triple header. You do win the freshman and JV contest Saturday night. And you and I had spoke, I think it was early in the preseason, we were just kind of going over the schedule, and Logan came up and you said, they're probably the best team we're going to see all year. I guess your quote was, if they are not the best, they're one of the best teams right on our schedule. And I was like, really? I said, hey, they were pretty good last year. And you promptly pointed out to me, they're better. They're going to be better this year than they were last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And boy, they came out, and I think you guys might have had the lead the first one or two trips down the court, and then it was lights out. As they shot the ball well. They, athletic, long, you name it, they just took it to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we came out, we tried to, you know, we had preached to our kids about trying to be aggressive early, and I think we ended up scoring off an offensive rebound, which made us happy, and you know, came out, tried to come out fired up. You know, obviously Friday night took a lot out of us, but then after that, it just, the wheels came off, and they started hitting shots, and hey, they're good. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, it's like you say, they're one of the best teams on our schedule. They shot well, they played well. They basically just beat us in every aspect of the game, and you know, it's tough to find a bright spot, quite frankly, in that type of drubbing. But you know, I thought in the second half we at least tried to run some offense, and I thought in the fourth quarter our JV kids played hard, yeah, and played well. But the first half they just took it to us, and then we got shook up and thought we were going to just try to, you know, well, they're on a run, we've got to hit a shot, we got to do something heroic,
right?
And it just went from bad to worse instead of settling in and trying to execute something and do something with our offense. And it was a train wreck, to be honest with you, and I think our kids know that. And we talked after the game, it was embarrassing, and they, you know, our kids are down and they're embarrassed. And but it's like I told them, you know, we've played 3 games, we obviously have had some adversity, we know that. We've played two pretty you know, good non-league opponents, and then we, you know, had to go over to Nelsonville, and they're playing well right now. And so, yeah, it's not, the season's not over here. You know, we have 19 games left, and we've got a lot of basketball ahead of us, and so we're going to really just try to wipe the slate clean a little bit tonight at practice and start over, and see if we can't go give our best effort of the year tomorrow night at River Valley.
Obviously, with 2 games back to back, Friday, Saturday, I'm assuming you gave the kids yesterday off. So you kind of got one night to prepare for the road game coming up tomorrow night, December the 12th at River Valley. We'll get into that. And also our guest this week, and we'll talk more about everything later in the third segment as far as moving forward. But happy to have him in again. In his third year as varsity girls coach, Rod Bentley, he's going to join us talking about the Lady Varsity Vikings as they are 3-0 as of today, when they'll play their fourth game later tonight at Vinton County, which this isn't going to be going to get released. But we'll be back with Coach Rod Bentley of the Lady Vikes as the Viking Rumble podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Roundball podcast, presented by McDonald's. McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports go hand-in-hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Carl Knox and Coach Matt Combs of the Vinton County Boys Varsity Squad in here as we tape episode number 81. And real happy to welcome in a guy who's having a little bit better year, Coach Combs, than the boys. None other than our girls coach, who's doing an absolutely phenomenal job. Him and his staff over on the girls' side. Happy to welcome in Coach Rod Bentley of the Lady Vikes. How you doing, Coach?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Well, we're hanging in there. Obviously, you have gotten to talk to Coach Combs. I know you guys compare notes and have talks, and I know with all of your coaching experience, not just here at Vinton County, but also up at Plain City, you've had some tough runs as the boy Vikings have had. And how do you kind of, when you early in the season, how have you kind of tried to get your kids motivated and get things kind of turned around, Coach?
Well, you know, I just think you got to keep doing your plan. I mean, just keep working hard at it. You know, I love Coach Combs' program. I'm one of the biggest supporters in MacArthur about it, and those losses hurt me as bad as they hurt him. And you know, I just think that you just got to keep pushing and keep coaching and keep pushing, and then we'll be fine.
Hey, Coach, appreciate it, man. One of the things, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day about your squad this year. You guys are off to a good start, obviously, with a couple big wins, especially the win at Alexander, you know, being a league win. I think you're starting to reap the benefits a little bit of a lot of these girls having another year under their belt, so to speak. You know, I don't think sometimes people realize how much a kid can improve from a junior to a senior, sophomore to a junior, because some of the girls that, you know, played well in spurts last year, starting to play more consistently well now, and I think that probably comes with experience, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know, you really don't realize that until a year later. You know, when you got kids that coming in that, you know, been with you last year and then through the summer, and then all of a sudden these kids, it's a maturity thing. You know, the film room, they start understanding, you know, why we're doing this or why we're doing that. And then, you know, the leadership, you know, when you got kids that have played with you for a while and experience, I think that's really what turns it around. It's, you know, they're the voice in the locker room. Their leadership that kind of guides the team. You know, as coaches, you know, we work hard and put everything together. But if you don't have that experience, that leader, you know, it's hard. And I think that's where we are right now. I think I got three seniors that's been with me. Well, two of us have been with me 4 years, and then obviously one's been with me for her whole life. But you know, they're just good kids and good leaders for us. And they're really, you know, they're an extension of our coaching staff right now.
As far as your season so far, we did mention you're off to a perfect record, a 4-0 record right now as we tape this in the afternoon of December the 11th. And you do have a pretty big TVC Ohio matchup coming up this evening, which this podcast doesn't get released until later, but you're hosting the Athens Bulldogs. Coach Combs mentioned that big win you had over at the Alexander Alley last week as you knock off the Lady Spartans 39-32. Now, the Spartans have been kind of setting atop at one in one manner or another in the TVC Ohio girls division for quite some time. That was obviously a very big game for you guys. When you look at the whole TVC Ohio this year, Coach, what teams do you, obviously you guys are kind of considered going to be up there towards the top, but kind of give us a breakdown of the whole TVC Ohio girls basketball league this year.
You know, I think it's going to be a tough league. I think there's going to be some teams with a one loss in this thing. I think what the situation here is Alexander, I think, has one of the better players in the league with the Richardson kid. She's a Division I recruit type kid. But Megs is who I think is the strongest one in the league right now. I mean, I think we could compete with anybody. I'm not trying to sell our kids short, but, you know, Megs is, I think what they got is they got the best four or five players. You know, Alexander, they're really loaded with two players, but the other three become role players, you know, players that are not gifted offensively, where Megs, everybody can shoot it, everybody can handle it. You know, they're going to be real solid. But, you know, the biggest thing I'm worried about tonight is, you know, I mean, our kids, that was a huge win for us over there at Alexander's. First time we've won there on the girls' side in I think 6 years. We haven't mentioned Alexander all week. We're trying to prepare for Athens because, you know, Athens has got a very, very good score. The Mandrick girl, she's being recruited by some colleges that I know of here in the area, and she's a very skilled kid, and she can light us up. As a freshman, last year she scored 27, and, you know, we're really trying to dial in on her tonight, and I've got some younger girls, and Josie Oosley, that's really wanting that challenge tonight, so we'll see how she does.
As far as personnel, obviously, your oldest daughter, that's Cassie, right?
She's,
and then you got a freshman daughter that's contributing. Of course, you have a senior, a phenomenal softball player, and a pretty darn good basketball player in Darian Radabaugh. I know she's kind of a good leader and also can shoot the three ball. Just as far as your team, this being your third year, do you find that having the same coaches underneath you and kind of getting continuity built not only in the high school ranks, but as far as down in the middle school and getting that, is that starting to pay dividends in your opinion right now?
Yes, it is. You know, this is going to my fourth year.
Fourth year, okay, sorry.
And you know, we got our system in check. You know, I do all the stuff with them in the summer. My staff, couldn't ask for better staff. The Coach Barrow, our varsity assistant, Brett Jones, our JV coach, you know, he's a ballroom junkie, loves to be in the gym. But, you know, in the summer, we have our schedule already set. I mean, even right now, it's set for what we want to do. And that helps. You know, you get your experience in the summer. You know, I get a chance to coach the junior high kids in the summer, so therefore, I'm able to see them and be part of that. And, you know, we've been traveling clear up to Newark High School each summer there, and Bob Grillo, he volunteers, and a couple other guys volunteer. They coach those teams for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, traveling up there, we're seeing got girls that are playing, are going to go play at, you know, some Big Ten schools in Indiana. And so we're getting outside of MacArthur and trying to see, you know, where the big basketball is up there in Columbus and 270. And I think I kind of gained confidence. You know, we played Miami Trace, we played Newark, we played Pickerington Central over the summer. So, you know, when I came here, that was our goal, was to get out and play some of the bigger schools. We're only four games into the same thing so far. I mean, we got a long ways to go, but I think we've got it going in the right direction, and I think we're going to play competitive basketball.
Okay. Well, I know you got to pick up your little guys there at the elementary school, and then also you've got your hands full tonight with a home tilt against the Lady Bulldogs. So we'll get you out of here. We do appreciate you taking time. And also, I haven't talked to you in a while. I understand you and your wife and the whole family, and that's a bunch of them, have recently built a house here in Vinton County, and you're now residents and got your kids in the district, correct?
Yep. We moved up. You know, we moved in last year. Last summer, we built a house. And, you know, like I said, I go back to Coach Cove. I'll tell you a quick story. We were following the boys and seeing the community support. It reminded us, you know, of our hometown back in Plain City where we both grew up.
Right.
And, we love this small community. You know, I really do. I support, you know, the MacArthur kids and our boys program. And, you know, I love these girls. I get a coach. So, you know, we love being here in MacArthur. We built just outside of town, so, you know, I increased the population of eight. You know, I have six children, and my wife and I, so, you know, we increased the population a little bit, and we love it here in MacArthur.
Well, I think I speak for Viking Nation, and we really I don't want to use the word love. I don't want to throw any innuendos out there, Coach, but we're awfully glad to have you and your family, your kids, your wife, all of you here in Vinton County. You've obviously, in a short four-year period, obviously done a lot of positive things with the girls program. And also, it's nice to see anytime I go to a boys game, I look down towards the end of the gym, and inevitably you're there, as is your girls. And then the two little twins are always scampering around somewhere. So appreciate your time. Good luck not only tonight, but the rest of the season. And I'm sure we'll be checking in with you soon. Okay, Rod?
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach. Coach Rod Bentley of Vinton County Lady Vikes off to a 4-0 start. And we'll be back on the podcast to preview some upcoming games as the Vikings keep getting into TVC play and hopefully get off the schneid and get that first win as the Viking Roundball Podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Roundball Podcast presented by McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. McDonald's and high school sports go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Coach Matt Combs and Carl Knox, Viking Roundball Podcast. Episode 81. Coach, we got games to forget about and games to kind of move along with.
Right.
That being said, I think I've worked you over. Well, I haven't.
Yeah.
I really haven't.
I'm sure you could do better.
I could. And honestly, I just want to throw this out there because it doesn't have it very honestly, it very rarely happens. I feel bad for you. I genuinely feel bad. Now, normally, if this was any other topic, golf, anything else that me and you do,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't be so sensitive about the matter.
Well, life goes on, man. No. Like I said, we fought bigger battles than this.
Yes.
In our lives. So, but we'll... It's just tough. You know, we care, you know. I mean, basketball is not a life and death issue, obviously, but it's important to us. We put a lot of our time into it, and the kids care and the coaches care. And,
sure.
You know, when things aren't going well, it's, yeah, it's tough. It's tough on all of us. But all you can do, it's like I told our guys, you know, when we've done in our league what we've done over the last decade, no one's going to feel sorry for us, and no. We're going to have to, we're just going to have to pull ourselves up I told our guys the other night, the only people in that matter right now in terms of how they feel and their opinion is those guys in our locker room, you know, and our coaches. I mean, that's our inner circle, and that's who we've got to get through this with.
Yeah, and it is something that whether you're a coach or a player, when you're together every day and you really, I mean, it's not just you're not just a casual fan that doesn't like to go to a game and see your team
right.
get beat, but well, you know, you're also, when you're in the system, so to speak, you're the one that's putting the time in, you're the one that's doing the scouting, you're the one that's watching the film,
right?
You're the kids that, you know, and I've just, like you said a long time ago, regardless of whether a kid or a team for that matter is good or successful, should I say, with a record, I don't think you made the comment, I've never coached a kid that wanted to go out on the floor and miss shots.
Right.
Or give up rebounds or turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had some adversity in terms of injuries, which that's no excuse. Anybody that's been in the business knows that, you know, we've kind of had some good fortune here in the last couple of years of avoiding those times. Well, it's kind of here. So all that being said, you know, 0-3, we're done. I feel bad for you. I mean, that's genuine, honestly. I do feel bad for the kids too. But the world moves on, and it moves on in a hurry as tomorrow night you guys hit the road, go down to Cheshire, or I'm sorry, Bidwell, to take on the River Valley Raiders. They're winless right now on the year. I think they're off to an 0-4 start. They lost to Eastern, they lost at Jackson, at Athens, and they lost a home game to Racine Southern this past Saturday night. I know that you just probably today got started on film, and I didn't you scout them like a week ago?
Well, we've seen them. We've seen them a couple times. They played their best game of the year just the other night against Southern, and lost in, might have been double overtime, at least one overtime. But they like I said, played their best game of the year, and that's just, so we're going to catch them when they're probably starting to gain confidence. So, and especially having to go on the road over there, it's never easy. So, they are a team that, is a little bit like, it seems like several of the teams in our league where not a ton of size, but can a bunch of guards that can go around, can run around, some athletes that can shoot the ball. And when they're making shots, they're dangerous. And it sounds like they made some shots the other night against Southern. And even though they got beat, scored 70-plus points. So, our defense is going to have to be a lot better. We talked about that in the first segment here today. You know, we can't come out and give up shots like we did both nights this week early. If we can do that, if we can establish ourselves defensively right at the beginning,
yeah,
then that's going to help matters a little bit, obviously. You know, we've played from behind the whole year. And, we jumped out against Bloom Carroll, but really played from behind most of that game from, you know, halfway through the first quarter on.
Yeah.
Basically was down 19-4 to Nelsonville and about 100-0 against Logan. So we've played from behind.
Might not have been that bad.
Yeah, no. We've played from behind pretty much the whole year, and we've got to get out And not necessarily, you don't have to build a huge lead early, but you can't play that far behind. You know, you got to get out and get some momentum and do a few things right early. And that's going to be the big push tomorrow, big focus, you know, from the coaches to the players. And hopefully they're able to pull that off tomorrow night.
Yeah, that and the other thing that in terms of these past two losses to Logan and Nelsonville, the one stat that just jumped right out is the rebounding for Vinton County.
Yeah, well, and it's been times where the defense has been not great, but we forced a tough shot. This happened a lot against Nelsonville the other night. We forced a tough shot and then don't come up with the rebound or the loose ball. And, you know, it makes your defense look bad when you look at the end of the night and you've given up 80 points. The fact of the matter is, had we rebounded the ball better, we probably give up high 50s, low 60s and win in regulation. Yeah. You know, and then you're thinking, oh, the defense wasn't that bad. But, you know, it goes over time, you give up 80 points, and it's more of that issue than it is your defense. So it all kind of works together. It's something we've got to really improve.
Well, like we said, at River Valley tomorrow night, December the 12th. And then, and I'm assuming before I forget, is that a double or triple header?
That's triple. That's okay. Three. Yeah, they do have a freshman team. River Valley does.
Okay, so 5 o'clock tomorrow night down at Bidwell at River Valley High School. And then coming up Friday night, December the 15th, the rivals from next door, that team down south, the Wellston Golden Rockets, Coach Briggs and his staff come up here for a triple header. And what do you know about Wellston so far?
Well, I mean, we've seen them once. They have a couple nice post players. And Simpson and I believe Smith, so they've got a little bit of size and a little bit of experience. A couple of those kids have played a few years of varsity there, and I think Coach Briggs does a nice job with those guys over there. You know, he's trying to build a program the right way. I feel I saw him at a Pee Wee basketball game the other day. He and I were laughing that we were both coaching fourth grade basketball, or I think he was coaching third grade basketball, but he's involved with his youth program and he's trying to build the program. So he does a nice job over there at Wellston. And like you say, rivalry, it's always, you know, when we get together, it's always a tough game, always a battle. So it's a busy week here at our school. You know, the girls, you mentioned to Rod, you know, they played home tonight, they play home Thursday against Wellston,
right?
You know, we play home Friday against Wellston, and then we have the big our big wrestling invitational all day Saturday. So,
well, and then next week, the 19th, you have Megs at home,
right?
And then Friday night you have Alexander at home, and then so after tomorrow night, River Valley, you guys got a nice three-game homestand going into the holidays. So it's a busy time of the year.
It is.
And hopefully,
yeah.
You know, as bad as this 0-3 sounds now, you kind of get off the schneid, get a little confidence, hopefully take care of business down at River Valley and kind of get that momentum going. So it's like you said, there's 19 games left. The one, we're a little banged up right now. We lost some good players last year.
Right.
And taking nothing away from the kids on this year's squad, they're kind of being thrust into some roles that they maybe are not quite used to on the varsity level. So with all that being said, and you know, the one thing you touched on it there with Coach Briggs and the Pee-wee, there's some things going around the community. I want to throw them out there because I want to clear the air. The part of the reason that you're off of this 0-3 start, and a lot of people may not know this, you've taken another coaching job.
Yes.
And there's talk amongst the boosters, you know, the statues of the community, the pillars, the supporters, that maybe you're just this new coaching gig you've got is taking way too much out of you.
Yeah.
Do you care to comment on that?
Yeah, it takes something out of you, all right. When you coach fourth grade basketball, we have 16 kids on the team.
Okay.
It'll take something out of you.
Have you been teed up yet?
In 40-point games, once, but not in fourth grade games.
Okay,
no.
Because I honestly, there's a referee, one of the officials that you had up at Zane Trace against Bloom Carroll.
Yeah, we coached against each other.
My company actually does some business with his construction company, and we were talking, and he was asking me questions, how did our crew do, and they did a fine job, but I would never admit to any ref, let alone this guy.
Right.
And he said, well, I'll tell you one thing. He said, not only did I call a good game up there, he said, but I turned around the next morning and I kicked Coach Combs's fourth grade. My kids kicked their team's, you know what? He said, so I'm 2-0 against him on the weekend.
Yeah.
So, no, that's pretty cool when you – and I'm sure that – how big of an adjustment? I mean, you're just –
Well, I've done it. I did third grade last year, so I'm starting to get more used to it. But it's crazy. I mean, it's you know, the problem with youth basketball in a lot of areas is you play more games than you do practice, and you really need the skill work. You know, so
yeah,
and so. You know, we do have a couple practices a week, and we're trying to teach skills.
Well, that's good, because I know your schedule's wide open this time.
Yeah. So, just a matter of fact, tonight, you know, at 7:30, I'll be coaching fourth grade basketball. So, but it's quality time with my son, and I do enjoy that. And I enjoy the kids, you know. I mean, it's tougher. It really is tougher, you know, to organize practices and stuff at that age, because you got to, you know, kind of keep everybody, you know. Whereas your varsity practices, once you get going, sort of run themselves a little bit, you know.
Yeah, but, they don't.
But it's neat, because those kids are just playing for the love of the game, and it's pure enjoyment for them, and it's not all about the pressure of winning and all that, and it's fun. It's a change of pace.
Well, I'm glad we can dispel the rumor that the fourth grade.
I coached third grade last year, and we won a couple games here, so I don't think that rumor holds water.
You do have, and again, you do have two of the. Some of the best assistant coaches in the United States.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt about
as
that.
As I did get the chance to talk to Coach Kite last week in the coach's office there.
Yeah.
During sweeps week of the podcast, when we really need listeners, we're planning on having him and Coach Carpenter, JV. But as they, you know, very accurately pointed out, which they always do, or at least Coach Kite did, obviously we're going to have our executive producer have to expand the bandwidth of this podcast if we're going to have those kind of guys guest host or, you know, guest participate with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you bring in the pretty boys.
The pretty smart boys. That's what it is.
That's what happens.
We're talking looks, intelligence, personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, Coach Kite, for crying out loud, is probably one of the most meticulously clean guys.
I mean, I've never seen two guys take longer to get ready for a basketball game. I would say it probably is a little less than what it takes a young lady to get ready for prom.
I'm surprised you don't have like a makeup
somewhere
area.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood for sure.
Now everybody tried not to look at the visual, but I've literally walked back into the coach's office and seen you walking around in your underwear with trying to tie your tie when your assistants are already prim, you know.
Yeah, no one wants to talk about that.
No, that's true, but I just, you know, that this show is all about transparency and honesty.
Yeah, so. Too much.
Okay, you're not getting fired because you're a bitty league coach. You're 0-3. As Magic Johnson would say, it's not good when you start out with zero wins and three losses, but hopefully next week we'll have something different to talk about.
Hopefully so.
Coach, appreciate you stopping by, and I know you got a lot of time on your hands, but still, we'll get you out of here. For Coach Matt Combs, I'm Carl Knox, saying thanks for listening to the Viking Roundball Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the McDonald's Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. Join us next week for an inside look at Vikings hoops with the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, and your host, Carl Knox, right here on the McDonald's Viking Roundball Podcast.